Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back. Now, there's some NFL reporting going on. Scott Wapner, who does the halftime report on CNBC, one of my favorite shows, just broke a report now in their business dealings, dealing with the world of finance and dealing with everybody in the world of Wall Street. They deal with a lot of owners. So he has a report now. You know, the Sunday shows went very strong through their reporters. Now, one of the things that those guys do, who you see give reports on any of the networks during the pregame shows, they all have owners as contacts. That's part of the thing. It was started by Will McDonough and the Greek. They were the first ones to do that. They set up those kind of things. I mean, Will was the guy who no one could do what Will did. Will had every owner. Will was as powerful as anybody who ever was around the NFL. More powerful than any media person by a mile as far as the NFL was concerned. But he had pipeline to everybody. Greek had a pipeline to a lot, especially certain owners, led, of course, by Al Davis, who gave him a good amount of his information. But owners give out a lot of information. They want to control information. On Sunday, they sent the message, clearly sent the message out, that Jerry Jones had been headed off at the pass, that he had been completely slapped down. That's the message they wanted sent out. And so that's the report. I want to get to the report now with Scott, because I didn't hear it because I was watching the show, but I left the room for a second to talk to someone. And I saw Scott, and let me welcome Scott Wapner from the Halftime Report on CNBC to the show. Welcome, Scott. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
I walked back to my office where your group was just discussing it. I didn't hear the report because I was speaking to the program director in the hall. And what I was saying to set up your report is Sunday, when the guys who do the beat reporting or do the stuff for the Sunday shows, a lot of them get information from owners. The message they clearly sent out this past Sunday was Jerry had been headed off at the pass. He had been beat down, that he had been completely shut down, and that this was a done deal. Now your reporting is something very different, so go ahead and report it.
Well, my report is that Jerry Jones is far from the only NFL owner who wants to wait to extend Goodell's deal, that more than half of league owners see no reason to rush into anything. There's still plenty of time left on his deal. Doing so now, I'm told from a source, they think would be a PR disaster, just given all of the noise around the anthem controversy, the fact that you have some league sponsors who have come out and talked about a drop-off in business because of what's been taking place within the league, the fact that ratings are down, that doing so now would just be the wrong time to do it. How are you going to turn around, I'm told, and pay a guy $50 million a year and give him the lifetime use of a private jet at the same time that all of this other stuff is going on? So it's far from just Jerry Jones, at least I'm told from my sources, who think that it's just worth waiting. There are league meetings at the end of this year. There are league meetings into the early part of next year, into March. Why not wait until this can be discussed further and that all owners can take a vote on it at the appropriate time?
Now, interesting, because as I said, Sunday they tried to send out a different message, and that he had been headed off, and really that he had been shut down. And clearly, the interesting thing is here, you have the compensation committee, which is six owners. It is Blank, who he has gone head-to-head with Jerry Jones. It is Kraft, ironically, who has had his trouble with Goodell. It is Hunt. It is McNair, who has been in the news recently. And then it's his two strongest supporters, which are Mara and Rooney, who have always been Goodell's strongest supporters. Rooney's the guy who got him to be commissioner. Now, from that standpoint, they've tried to push it right through, and they have the power, supposedly, and have told Jerry he can't have an ad hoc position to the committee. So they have acted like they could ram it through. Now, if he has more than half the league, they might be able to slow it down. It'll be interesting to see, because they tried to clearly send the message. And I think what you said is true. I don't think he's popular. I think he's absolutely completely unpopular with the players. He's very unpopular with the public. And they tried to paint it, Scott, that Jerry Jones was upset about Ezekiel Elliott. What he was more upset about was that the second meeting in New York, that they didn't get the anthem thing stopped because he went in and said, my business is getting hurt. Jerry gets upset every time his business gets hurt. And they have had vendors tell the NFL that their businesses are down 20%. I know guys who are in merchandise who have told the NFL their business is down over 20% this year. So there are guys telling the league, you are not doing a good job. You got to get this thing under control, while they're trying to run through an outrageous contract for a very unpopular commissioner. But he does have some very strong allies and a couple owners.
Now, I want to make one thing clear as well, is that in no way am I suggesting through my reporting, and it has not been portrayed to me at all, that, you know, Goodell's job is in jeopardy, that they don't want Goodell anymore, even though they have some issues with these recent things that have happened. This is simply an opportunity to push it off. Why rush? Doing now would be a disaster from a public relations standpoint. And that just give us time to figure things out. We'll deal with this over the next many months. You're covered under your contract and through 2018, so there's no point in doing it now anyway. Now, I don't have a breakdown. You know, I said more than half of owners agree with Jerry Jones that they should wait. Now, I don't have a breakdown of each individual owner from each team and where they currently stand on the issue, but it was made clear to me that this is far from Jerry Jones versus the ownership group and the NFL. It was even suggested yesterday that the owners may be even willing to consider what was called the nuclear option in trying to force Jerry Jones to sell the team, right, because of conduct that was detrimental to the league. I'm also told today that that's just not the case. And, of course, that would be litigated until the cows come home anyway.
Absolutely. Now, how did they feel, the people you talked to, did they bring up, were they upset at all with the fact that Jerry threatening lawsuits against league owners and the league itself?
I haven't heard that at all. I think they were most interested in getting the real story out there, that the way that this has been portrayed as Jerry on his island down in Dallas against everybody else was simply not the case at all.
Interesting, because that does play against what they sent out. Clearly, they tried to send a different they did send a different message out Sunday. They sent a message out that Jerry had been shut down completely and really was an island unto himself, a la Al Davis, where you're saying that's clearly not the case. And Jerry said last week that he had as many as 17 owners he could get support from, which everyone said they thought it was crazy. The question was, what would happen versus that compensation committee, which has the power to push that contract through? Can they stop that committee from going forward?
Good. Those are all really good questions. You know, I don't know. I guess, what are we next going to hear from the commissioner himself and maybe owners at the end of the year when they do that annual, or into next year when they do their annual Super Bowl news conference? Those are good questions, Mike. I don't know the answer to that. I do know that, at least according to this source, that there are many other owners who don't think it's the right time to do it. And there was a Harris poll out within the last day or so that showed 60% of the people asked disagree with Goodell's handling of the anthem controversy, and he only had a 50% job approval rating as it is. And that was factoring into some of the thinking of the owners as well. Is that, how can you possibly give this gentleman $50 million or say you're going to do it now? It's not as though they have an issue with the money, so to speak. It's the timing of the whole thing. How can you, in the face of polling that shows his approval rating is 50%, according to this one particular poll, that 60% of the voting public disagree with his handling of the anthem, how can you in the same week turn around and approve a compensation package as big as it is said to be?
Outrageous one, which includes lifetime use of a jet, which is, it's almost insane. I mean, it's amazing the amount of compensation he gets. And really, the league has been hurt the last 2 years. If anything, he's had a tough couple of years. I mean, he really has. I mean, he's been very good contractually. He's been very good at keeping the union at bay. He's very good in dealing with TV networks. He's grown the revenue. No one can argue with any of that. But from a PR standpoint, he is a nightmare, an absolute nightmare.
And that's why I suggest to you as well that this is not as though the owners are looking to get rid of Roger Goodell, that they likely feel as though they can get past some of the PR issues. It's the business stuff that obviously is the most concerning for everybody involved. And Roger Goodell, as you just said, has done a good job from a business standpoint for the league and for the owners.
All right, let me ask you this from the standpoint for my listeners. We're talking with Scott Wapner, who hosts the Halftime Report, a great show on CNBC, my favorite show. I watch it every day in the office from 12 to 1 with a great panel of guys, including Josh Brown is my favorite, who I heard talking about ALB today. So
the stock got downgraded today,
I'm not selling it. I haven't sold it. I still have it. I agree with what Josh said. I saw what he said. But here's the thing. Normal year, you expect the market to go up between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Considering that it has not had any correction at all, would you think that is in jeopardy this year, or would you think normal stuff will occur?
I think it's obviously a tough question. I wish I had the definitive answer on that. But I think there is still so much optimism out there around tax reform and some of the other policies that President Trump is trying to put through, at the same time that you have an improving economic picture, not only here in the United States, but globally, where corporate earnings are improving in the manner in which they have over the last, you know, many months, that the fundamentals are still pretty good. And people that we talk to, I would say people are more cautious than maybe they have been in the last several months because of what you said, that we haven't had a major correction of any point. By the way, this has been the calmest year in the stock market in decades. So that in and of itself makes people nervous. But the fundamentals look pretty good. You have a global economic recovery. You have corporate earnings, which have improved. And then you have the prospects of either tax cuts or even more meaningful tax reform that people don't want to get in the way of.
Thanks very much. Thanks for coming on. I'll see you soon. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Look forward to it,
Thank
Mike.
You,
Thanks
Scott.
So much.
Scott Wapner from the CNBC, from the Halftime Report, does a great job. He's the host of the show. And his report is this. It's countering the report on the weekend that was put out by the sources around the league, and that is that Jerry was shut off completely, that he was dead. He was dead man walking, that he was really isolated from the entire ownership, and that the owners were furious at him, and he was standing alone in this fight against Goodell. Scott's saying his reports are that's not true. All the owners are saying is let's wait a little while. Now, that group, that compensation committee, can move the contract forward. And he has great support on that committee. So I don't know that Jerry has enough owners to get that slowed down. We'll have to wait and see. Goodell's the stuff that's come out about his contract is $50 million a year plus lifetime use of a private jet. That is an incredible, I mean, that's a one in a zillion perk. I mean, I've never even heard of anybody getting that. I mean, that's, you know, that's crazy stuff. A lifetime use of a private jet is unbelievable. Lifetime. I mean, that is unbelievable. But that is what he's asked for. And Jerry Jones has wanted to say, we're not asking you to get rid of him. We're asking you not to give him a new contract considering what's going on here. And a poll that says 60% of the people feel he's mishandled the anthem, I would say 80% felt he had mishandled a couple of the other things that have come down. I would say it was over 80 on the incident with Rice. I would say it was over 95 with the incident as far as the concussion stuff. His handling, that was almost criminal. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.